This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minutes after the hour. What's going on? What in the world is going on? Daily, hourly, minute by minute. Every week we have different ways of looking at what's going on in the world. We are, by the way, the DJV program. D for Doug, as in Doug Stephan. J for Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn. And V for Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. How do you do? Let's welcome in some thoughts as to what's going on. Jen, what do you have?
Well, what's trending is, it's actually kind of funny, what's trending on Twitter is the Twitter purge. Have you guys been affected by the Twitter purge yet?
I feel much better. Soap and water and being purged. Wait, I feel good.
Well, if you don't know, the Twitter purge is affecting every single account on Twitter. It's a bit of house cleaning that Twitter has probably should have done some time ago, but it's taken them a while, and they're going
through. Why should they have done it a while ago? What is the
housekeeping. So they go through and they clean out locked accounts or accounts that are known to be fake, and people are seeing huge losses. Now, normal human beings that have Twitter accounts are seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people maybe drop out of their follower feed. But some of the big celebrity accounts, like, for instance, Jack Dorsey, who is Twitter, right, saw 200,000 followers purged after Twitter went through and did this. Obama, Trump, Katy Perry, they all lost millions of followers after the Twitter purge that is still ongoing. Top accounts are the ones that are getting mostly affected by this. Accounts like brands, you know, for instance, companies that might have a Twitter page accompanying their brand, they're also getting hit as the company tens of millions of suspicious accounts from users' followers. So, for example, Ashton Kutcher, who's been on Twitter since it really started in the early days, he led many celebrities to the Twitter platform. He lost more than 1 million of his followers. He had 19.1 million followers last Wednesday, but by Thursday, he was down to 18 million.
But how do they
know who's real? 6% of his followers.
Who's real? Who's fake? How do they know that?
Twitter? Well, it's based on if you're using your account, if there's anyone behind the account, if the account's been locked for some time. They're just dumping out inactive accounts.
Really? All right, so let's check.
Oprah lost 1.5 million followers.
I lost 1.5 million.
Right. Ellen lost 2 million.
On Twitter, it's at C Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. So if you want to add... Because Kara lost so many.
You always tell people two L's, two N's.
What'd I say?
You said one N.
One N.
But anyway, yes, I have a ton of followers, but I would love more.
More! All right, same with at On Air Victoria. Victoria Keelan, how many did you... You have, what, 15, 20 million followers on Twitter, do you not?
I do, and I lost a couple million, just like Obama.
Now.
All 15 million of them.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, how many... Do we even know? I mean, I'm being a little facetious here. How many... I have, at Doug Stephan, I don't know how many Twitter followers I have. Is anyone here really know?
Yeah, I lost a few hundred, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, too.
I really did. And what I think is interesting, if we look at it politically, is that President Trump... And remember, it's a little different because Obama was the one... He was running for president when this platform was really sort of taking off. And so people gave him a lot of credit and said he actually got elected because of his mastery of social media. Well, now we see Trump, who takes it to a whole nother level, who is constantly tweeting and telling everybody what he thinks all the time. President Obama took a huge hit. He lost 3 million followers in a day. And President Trump only lost 340,000 Twitter followers. So it's just kind of interesting to see how
even on Twitter?
He's on Instagram because I follow him on there, but I don't know. I don't think he's on. I'm sure he has a Twitter handle.
Me too, but. If people like Trump, people realize, is actually updating some of his tweets himself. Yes, he has other people updating for him, but I think you're actually hearing his voice some of the time.
There you go. All right, so that's the Twitter story. Get back and get those names up there. All right, so let's see. I've been interested. A couple of people, you know, that's what really fascinates me are talking about people. Remember Roy Moore?
Moore. Yeah,
he was running for the Senate in Alabama. So he's been hacked or duped or whatever. Sacha Baron Cohen has gotten a lot of attention this past week. He's got a new Showtime series called Who is America? And he got Roy Moore, Sarah Palin, Joe Walsh, who does a show on the same the company that Jennifer does her morning show for. He's got a show, I think, in Chicago. Let's see, Dick Cheney. Couldn't have no nicer guy. So what in the world is he trying to accomplish with this? Because he's really, I think, I've always thought he wasn't funny. And I also have always thought he was kind of mean-spirited. But in this circumstance, it just goes to show you how you can embarrass people or humiliate them. If you're clever, I'll give him that. I think he is very clever. And to get the names that he's gotten into
his clutches.
Bernie
Sanders, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, too. I forgot about that. Right.
There's other... Yeah, I think the headlines are on the GOP side, but I think he was an equal opportunity embarrasser or whatever he is doing.
Well, Roy Moore...
I'm withholding judgment until I actually see the show to see what it's about. But, it's his brand of humor.
So Moore, who was accused of sexually assaulting minors during his Senate campaign, he was invited in February to receive an award in Washington for his, quote, strong support of Israel, and didn't realize the series was intended to embarrass him and to mock Israel. And so that's why he's suing him. So one wonders, where can you get anywhere? You can sue anybody you want to, but can you actually get anywhere suing somebody like this? Under the
circumstances? Well, he's going to try to sue Showtime if they air his footage, but, you know, he signed a release.
Yeah.
So, there's really not anything you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we want to know more or less about Roy Moore under the circumstances?
More?
More. All right. So that's the other. But don't you find it interesting how much attention, though, Sacha Baron Cohen is all just kind of like out of the blue? Gotten into the top focus again in conversation.
I'm amazed that he was able to pull this off because he's so visible now with Borat. Everyone knows, I have to see what disguise he wore because everyone recognizes him.
Well, so if you look at the disguise that Michael on the Gong Show, Mike Myers. That is you can tell it's makeup, but I couldn't tell it was him. You had to tell me that it was Mike Myers doing that show. I think they do a fabulous job. So if they can do that, I don't think he's recognizable at all. So you can do whatever, there are a lot of things that you can do. After all, look at what they do on Mission Impossible. If they can do that on Mission Impossible, right? The fake faces, and then you just, Tom Cruise,
push him off.
Rip it off. Take it off. Take off that face. All right, 14 after the hour on the DJV program.
It's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com.
The Geek Out. Lego has released a new kit that is not tied to Star Wars, but it's even geekier than that. Based on a design submitted by a Lego fan, the company has officially confirmed a 2,300-piece kit of Voltron that will debut at the San Diego Comic-Con. It stands over 15 inches tall, and the design mimics the look of the 84 animated series and not the current version seen on Netflix. Now, of course, the model contains the 5 different colored lines, red, blue, black, green, and yellow, which then can dramatically come together to form Voltron. The design was the result of a fan vote, and yes, you even get the sword and the shield. The Lego Voltron arrives in stores August 1st and will set you back $180.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters. They cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave ventilation unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. More information at dryhomenow.com. That's dryhomenow.com or call 888-782-WAVE. That's 888-782-WAVE.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV show. Doug. Excuse me, that's me. Jennifer, you can do if you like. Victoria, you can do the same if you like. Nice.
I'm good.
Strong. How are you? Okay. So here is the latest report from a book out this week called One Nation Under Dog, Americans' Love Affair with Our Dogs, written by Michael Schaefer. According to Mr. Schaefer, America's house pets have worked their way into a new place in our hearts, our homes, and our wallets. How about them? The focus on dogs. There's a new place out in West Hollywood called the Barking Dog. No, this is in New York. Barking Dog Restaurant. The Earth Cafe has special places for dogs now. Did you notice that? Have you ever been to an Earth Cafe in the greater L.A. area, Jennifer?
I have not, no.
All right. You know the Barking Dog Restaurant is in New York, Victoria?
I do, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. And what about dogs?
I've never been. I've never taken my dogs to it, but yeah.
Really? Well, there has been a change. In Europe, I remember, let's see, where was it most dramatic? I remember the first time I went to Israel, how I was taken back because the dogs were in the restaurants. You can't bring a dog, or you used to not be able to take a dog into a restaurant in our country, but because of the popularity of dogs and the emphasis on dogs, there are a lot of communities who are not forcing, but sort of urging that dogs be allowed in restaurants. Good idea or not?
Nah.
No.
I'm totally fine with, say, downtown Annapolis in Maryland. You can take all your dogs there because they all have restaurants outside. They're, you know, it's right on the water. So you sit outside. They give you a little bowl for your dog. Your dog can have some food or a drink while you sit there and eat. I'm totally fine with that if you're outside. But I don't want to sit inside in a restaurant with everyone else's dog.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with that. As much as I love dogs, don't get me wrong, but I think that we allow them into, like, hotels and restaurants far too much. Look, you're talking to someone who's, I just witnessed Jeff's kid get attacked by a dog on Saturday, so 9 stitches later, I'm a little apprehensive.
Right.
All right, so you'd be happy to know that there's a new place in Beverly Hills, where else, that dogs and cats can have, quote-unquote, work done. What do you suppose? Enhancing their cheeks, their hips. There's special operations that a vet in Beverly Hills is doing.
If this is for medical purposes, fine. But if this is just because your human wants you to have a different appearance, then I'm sorry. That should not be a thing.
Last year, Americans spent $69 billion on our pets. $69 billion. Wow.
And one-third of that was Amber Heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Running one half the hour here on the DJV program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
At the hour, music news time here on the DJV show. Ooh. Sounds like Mary J. Blige, doesn't it, Jennifer?
Yeah.
It actually doesn't sound like her to me, but I like it.
Is it Mary J. Blige?
Actually, it is Mary J. Blige. Victoria has helped us to frame the conversation here. This is the first thing I've ever heard her do that I actually like. Mary J. Blige going disco with a new song called Only Love. This is following her album Strength of a Woman from last year. She goes into empowerment mode with this single. She reveals how a new love helped her pull her out of a time where she felt kind of lost. Singer has not revealed if Only Love is going to be part of a new album or not. It was released last April, or The Strength of a Woman was. That's a number three on the Billboard chart. Featured guest appearances from Kanye and DJ Khaled.
Khaled.
I know, Khaled. You always correct me when I say that. Earlier this year, Mary J. was nominated for 2 Academy Awards for her performance, as well as original song contribution to the film Mudbound. Nods in the Best Supporting Actress and Best Original Song category made her the first artist to be nominated for acting and a song in the same year. And after the Mudbound thing, she contributed her voice to the animated film Sherlock Gnomes as Sherlock's ex-girlfriend, Irene. Later this year, she'll appear in the Netflix adaptation of Gerard Way's The Umbrella Academy. So let's listen to this and see what we think, really. Only Love, Mary J. Blige. I do like this.
This dance remix is going to be number one in the clubs, I can just tell.
Yeah.
The gays are going to go crazy for this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, totally. Good to know. Next up, musically, an all-star tribute to Roger Miller. Talk about contrasts and styles. All-star celebration of the legacy of Hall of Famer, Country Music Hall of Famer Roger Miller. Continuing with a preview of a couple of cuts from the upcoming double LP King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller, showcasing a couple of different styles of his songwriting. First track on the tribute album is Dang Me. Let's crank this up, shall we?
Groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. Dang me.
Dang me.
I ought to take a rope and hang me.
Woo-hoo.
I
This was his first novelty hit, number one country and top ten pop tune. The track on this tribute is performed by Brad Paisley. Second track is The Last Word in Lonesome Is Me, performed by Dolly Parton and Alison Krauss. Let's listen to this a little bit.
In Lonesome Is Me, the last word in Lonesome Is Me.
She can always, she always delivers, doesn't she? Always,
always,
always, always. Now, this song was big.
Beautiful together, though, Dolly and Alison Krauss.
Do they know each other? Are they related? Somehow, do I remember that?
I don't think they're related, but they must know each other. They've both been in the country world for a long time.
Yeah. This song was a big song for Eddie Arnold. None of you probably remember Eddie Arnold, but he was one of the biggest male singers in country, the old classic country, to he was just everything he did, everything he touched became a hit. Let's see. And it was recorded by Terry Bradshaw. I want to hear that one. But listen to
I can't even imagine that.
Oh, my God. Parton has sort of added a special message, invoking one of her best loved songs by saying in a hushed tone, "And Roger will always love you." King of the Road, tribute to Roger Miller, also features Ringo, Casey Musgraves, Eric Church, Loretta Lynn, Jamie Johnson, Emmylou Harris, Rodney Crowell, Willie Merle, Chris Christopherson, Lyle Lovett, and the Stellas. Sleep at the Wheel with Huey Lewis. Many others are going to be in this tribute to Roger Miller released.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Great Britain continues today, having had his meeting with the British Prime Minister Theresa May. It follows an interview he gave on Thursday with The Sun, in which he was very critical of May's so-called soft Brexit policy, saying it could threaten any U.S.-UK trade deal.
I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree with it. She didn't listen to me.
What did she say?
She didn't listen. No, I told her how to do it. That will be up to her to say. But I told her how to do it. She wanted to go a different route.
In the same interview, President Trump also criticized London's mayor, saying he's soft on terrorism. A new Gallup poll says 64% of Americans believe that abortion should stay legal, while 28% say they'd like to see Roe v. Wade overturned. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
After the hour, now you're listening to the ever-loving DJB program with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan has some updates for us. What do we have trending there in your corner of the world, Victoria, or maybe every corner of the world?
Well, this is certainly across the country. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has put out some staggering statistics that pedestrian fatalities in the U.S. have skyrocketed 46% since 2009. They say this is now an emerging public health crisis, and of course researchers are trying to figure out what the real reason is.
Oh,
the first thing we think of,
of course.
But listen, the first The first thing we think of, people not paying attention on their cell phones. However, it's actually not that. That is a factor. That is definitely a factor. People being distracted, whether they're behind the wheel or texting while walking. They say marijuana legalization is also a potential culprit here. But the real reason that they've identified is the increase in blunt-nose SUVs. And that SUVs are actually involved. There's an 81% increase in single vehicle pedestrian fatalities involving SUVs between 2009 and 2016. Now, this is actually more Americans are dying each year as they walk than died in combat in Iraq since 2003. Just to put that in perspective, that's a lot of people. 6,000 pedestrians
off as many
a
Americans
year.
As we can. Population explosion. Get rid of some of these people.
6,000 pedestrians a year now are being killed, and SUVs are implicated in almost all of them.
Good.
So they're saying
SUVs, knock off more civilians.
Well, but if you think about it, this is a huge trend. Ford recently announced they're no longer making passenger cars. You know, they're only sticking with SUVs and pickup trucks. A lot of other companies have eliminated, Chevys have eliminated some of their sedans because people just want SUVs. They don't want cars anymore, and this is creating a larger problem with pedestrians.
Right. Then
so
we
be careful, get off
perhaps,
your phone and look around.
What we better do then, Victoria, is get the government to ban SUVs.
They better not, because I love my SUV.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
So do you. So, you love yours, too.
I love mine.
That's right. Jen's an SUV driver now, too.
I haven't. I've the first so-called SUV, I suppose, I drove was a 1971 Jimmy. And then after that, I started having Jeep Wagoneers. I owned eight of them until they stopped making them. And that's when I started buying Range Rovers. And have had, think about it, I haven't driven a passenger car sedan.
Why a Range Rover?
Maybe a rental car.
Just because they're statusy?
No, because I like the way they handle, and I like being high. They're the highest. I drive a pickup truck more than I drive anything else. I have a couple of Ford 250s, 350s, or 550, and I drive them more than I do the car. But I like being high up so I can see what's going on around me. Makes
Did you have that, just out of curiosity, because sometimes our partners can influence our car choices. Was that an influence from the ex?
Which ex?
No, the most recent one.
Well, he had it.
SUVs?
No,
the Range Rovers. The Range Rovers.
No. The Range Rover, I had the first Range Rover I owned was 1994. I've had 14.
He's had like yellow and red.
I had two yellow ones, one in Los Angeles and one in Massachusetts.
Yellow?
I had a yellow Range Rover that was owned, the first owner was Larry Bird. He drove it as a special for the Celtics, and I was, it had 5,400 miles on it. I got it. It was the second car I owned. And a second Rover. Let me think. What did I have? I had two red Rovers. What good is a Rover if it's not red? That's what I thought when I, who wants it? Anything, if you're going to drive a Rover, you're going to drive a
red
Rover.
That
sounds
want.
So obnoxious. It sounds like a really good way to get pulled over by the cops.
No, not a white guy.
I would only want black or navy.
Yeah.
Nah, black. There's too many black ones around. Navy, they have a good navy color.
The navy one is nice, yeah.
The first one, two, three I had were red, and then I had...
Yours is now like a candy apple red, right?
No, that was the one I had before. The one I have now. Oh, okay. That's the one you saw. Now I have a gray one now.
I like gray.
How did we get? Oh, we're talking about
yellow is
SUVs.
Terrible.
Yeah, well,
there's no excuse for that. That's just awful.
Yellows, but there, I just like something that's above, so you can see what's going on around you, because there are so many drivers today that don't have a clue about how to drive. I was yesterday, as a matter of fact, John and I went out to look at a trailer in a nearby community, and we were in my pickup truck. And we were following a kid that was practicing, the cars have all of them, driving school. This is, be careful, look out. This kid.
Student driver. usually has like a domino sign on top of the car. That's
yeah,
a student
exactly.
Driver.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this kid is, I can see, I'm watching and I keep my distance. But she was testing out the brakes. And so it was like one of those boop, boom, boop, boom, boop, boom. And she got to the intersection and looked down to the left to pull out. There was a car coming and then a truck coming, and she waited. And then there was another car coming. And instead of waiting, she pulled out in front of it. and you could see that she was afraid. The guy, I almost could see the guy put his hands up with her. And the reason I bring
the instructor?
That up, I think that there needs to be a real revision when it comes to who drives and how early you can get a license. Kids are so clueless today. They really are. I can't even...
You know, it's all people, though. Sometimes I look around, and it's not the young ones who are driving, putting their makeup on, reading a newspaper, texting, and eating a breakfast sandwich while they drive down the road. People just don't take the time to drive anymore. Our minds won't let us just sit in one place and drive.
And enjoy it. I find driving, Jenna, that's a great point. I find driving to be one of the most relaxing things that I do. And you pay attention to what's around you. You take in the beauty of nature. Look up at the sky.
And also read a book at the same time.
Well,
right?
I did that for a while when I was working in Providence. Mm-hmm. The reference that Kara's coming
you
up with.
You would read?
I was.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember that story, Jen?
No. No.
I was a morning host on a station in Providence back in the 80s. And so from here to Providence, about an hour and 10 minutes. And I'd, you know, be at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd be on the road. And it was usually pretty boring and pretty straight road, so I'd read while I was driving because I knew the road pretty well. So I was new.
Wow.
It was a way for me to catch up on
my reading. I don't think you get to play this game then.
Yeah.
Hi, you were talking about marijuana a moment ago. Did you know that the Lagunitas, is it Lagunitas? I think it is. Lagunitas Brewing Company has a new
Lagunitas.
Product. Who's that? Lagunitas?
Lagunitas, yes.
Okay. How do you know the name, Jennifer? Have you been in
Because
Biden?
I have
like Laguna, but Lagunitas. Yeah.
Is it Laguna? Is it Laguna Beach? Is that where they make this stuff?
I don't know.
I'm saying it sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make sparkling water, this brewing company does, and they're going to inject it with cannabis marijuana water. Woo-hoo! This is something, it's called Hi-Fi Hops. Okay. It comes out, by the way, the end of the month, Jennifer. 21 and over. Want to enjoy hops? A brew with cannabis. There it is. Childproof can comes in two dosages, one with 10 milligrams of THC and then 5 milligrams of THC. So what happens? What kind of a buzz do you get with alcohol and marijuana together?
Well, it's not alcohol. It's just sparkling water that's infused with
THC. Oh, there's no
THC.
Alcohol in it. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No calories, no carbs, no alcohol. So what does it taste like, though, Victoria?
I don't know. I've never had it. I can't imagine.
Wait a minute. It's gluten-free. I could drink it.
Yeah, yes. I don't know if it's going to be a flavored sparkling water. It just sounds kind of gross to me, the idea of watered down. Mm. I'm just imagining kind of like wet leaves with water.
Yeah, so the weird thing, though, too, is it's... Uh-huh. When you drink, I don't know, any type of liquid always hits your bloodstream faster.
Yeah.
So... this might make you really messed up really quickly, which I guess is the goal for some people.
But this will contribute to the last story, how many people get run over. This will be helping that number go up as much as possible. Okay, good. We want to get rid of it more. We have too many Americans. Time to knock some of them.
Oh, yeah, but the innocent ones get caught up in it.
Yeah, okay. So for the guilty ones, just knock off the guilty ones. It's 43 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna, it's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
More hot stuff here. Hot time in the old town today. Is Melania Trump working with a body double? Anybody know?
I don't know. But how beautiful did she look going into that big event with Theresa May and Donald Trump the other night? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I hated that dress.
Are you kidding? I thought she looked beautiful.
Oh, I thought it didn't fit her well. It was not flattering. I normally like her clothes. Yeah, there was.
Are you kidding?
I didn't think it was flattering on her at all.
I thought it was beautiful.
So I want to know whether Brett Kavanaugh wears dresses. What do we know about him behind the scenes?
Don't think so.
Why would he wear a dress?
Just because a lot of these people have things in their closet that come out when they are getting vetted for jobs like the Supreme Court. Just wanted to know. He had a big, one of the things came out is he's has massive credit card debt. Did you see that?
What the? No.
But, yeah.
Are you making that up?
No, Huffington Post. Well, maybe it is made up for them because half the stuff they have there. Maybe,
because he bought baseball tickets or something. They said he had lots of debt.
How would anyone even know that?
Because they're finding out everything there is.
That's not public information, but that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
You're right. All right, here's something that has come out as a result of wisdom seekers trying to figure out what the if there's a taboo any longer to being a homosexual. Apparently, figures suggest young people are more open to the idea of being friends with homosexuals or even experimenting with it themselves. Generation Z, is that your... Generation, Kara, are you a Generation Z person?
You, that's younger.
Yeah, that's. I think that's. Is that 18 or younger? Or is that like
16 20? To 22? So yeah, you'd be 22. A little. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm older.
66% of people that age say they are exclusively heterosexual, and that's the lowest number of any generation. Among millennials, 71% say they are exclusively heterosexual. 85% of those in the Generation X group, that's yours, Jennifer, and 88% of baby boomers, that's me. Research groups suggest that social media is playing a part. Young people are more likely to be aware of different sexualities and likely to try different things when it comes to sexuality. How about that? I think everybody's got to be to each his own. What do you care?
Yeah, but I think it's a trend either that you would either ignore that this is in you or on one side or on the other side that if everybody else is doing it, you might do it too.
Yeah. All right. The decline of the middle child, American middle children, endangered species. I'm a middle child. Who else here is? Nobody else is, I don't think.
No.
Two-thirds
we've got
women.
The full spectrum. We have an oldest, a youngest, and only in a middle.
Yeah. Nearly two-thirds of women
Brady.
with children now have two or one. That is the oldest and the youngest, but nobody in the middle. I think that's a problem for society, isn't it? What happened? Middle children, the most populous birth order demographic through most of human history, will be the thinnest pretty soon. Aha! So I will be more unique than I am right now! Wow! 10 before the hour.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Past the hour, time for our visit with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. This is a very important time of year for all of us to be traveling. And so we've got Nick to focus on fun on the road, safety on the road. You have five tips that you've come up with for a fun, safe summer road trip. What are they, Nick?
You know, one of the things I always tell everyone, Doug, is make sure that you know how to change your spare tire and make sure you have a good spare tire. The girl that was cutting my hair yesterday, I asked her, what are your most important things on a road trip? And the first thing out of her mouth was, make sure you have a good spare tire, because I just paid $250 on a road trip to have a tire replaced. Because I forgot to check the spare before I left. And you know what? If you don't have a jack or somebody removes something from your car or the spare tire doesn't fit, it can be quite an expensive one. But that really comes into the whole idea, Doug, of making sure that you're super prepared for a road trip. So is your cell phone plan fully paid up? Do you have a cell phone charger with you? Because guess what? If you get into trouble on the road trip or you want any kind of information to find out where the closest water park is or some good restaurants, your cell phone is going to be your go-to piece of communication equipment. Also, say get your car ready, get it serviced and ready to go. I'm a big believer. I take Sam with me, who's my chocolate lab on my road trips. Big believer in having plenty of dog snacks in there so you can keep him happy. Extra water, roadside emergency kit, and also making sure that you have a whole bunch of fun things to do if you can take the whole family, because the last thing, Doug, you want to be doing is leaning back and slapping some of those legs behind you because the kids are playing up. You know, there's always those great car games like like punch buggy, or we like to play punch mini. So every time you see a mini, you punch somebody that's sitting next to you.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I remember when, because my daughter and my former wife had minis, and there was something that was called, it was a padiddle. When you saw a mini with headlights on, there was something, I hadn't thought about that for a long time. But yeah, there are a lot of people.
I need to learn that game. That sounds like a whole bunch of fun.
Right. All right, so let's talk about advice there. As we go from state to state, if you're in Maine, if you're in Colorado, there are different rules or advice for travel, or is it pretty much the same no matter where you go in the country?
No, you know, there's different things. Like, always learn the cell phone law. Some states, you know, the driver is most states, the driver is not allowed to use the cell phone. But in some states, it's actually illegal for the driver to even pick up the cell phone, not even use it. So you can't have it in your hand. So make sure you know the different rules of the road, whether the city you're in doesn't allow you to turn out on a red light. That's super important as well. So, but I'll give you the best tip that, Doug, I ever give anybody. And that's, it's hot everywhere in America this time of year. So when you park your car, turn your steering wheel all the way to the right or the left. So what would normally be the top of the steering wheel is actually the bottom. And then when you get back in your car, the sun's been beating down on that steering wheel, and the cool part is at the bottom. So you just straighten the wheel out, and you've got a nice, cool steering wheel to hold on to. That is the best piece of advice anyone ever gave me, and I never have a hot steering wheel ever when I go anywhere.
Very interesting. You got to be conscious, though. But then we're supposed to be conscious as we drive anyway. You probably saw the details this week of the overview of how many people are dying on the roadway, whether they be walking on the road, people getting run over by SUVs and that kind of stuff. So maybe this is a good reason to buy a mini, because it's got a regular front, you know, kind of engine compartment. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I will also tell you at the same time, I just bought a brand new mini last weekend. I bought myself the John Cooper Works Countryman version of the mini, because beginning today, here in Portland, Oregon, and in Orlando, Florida, the biggest road rally in America starts. It's called Mini Takes the States. It's going to cover about 2,500 miles on each leg, a total of 5,000 miles. There's going to be 1,000 mini owners a day on this thing, and everybody joins together in Keystone, Colorado. There's going to be 3,000 mini owners together in Keystone, Colorado. The cool thing is they're actually also raising food and raising money for Feeding America, and they're hoping to get 2 million meals raised. So the next 9 days, Doug, when I talk to you next Friday, I'll be on the road as part of this Mini Takes the States, and you can find out my route and more at minitakesthestates.com.
MiniTakesTheStates.com. So Feeding America, that's a good idea. And if people are listening, do you have to have a mini in order to participate, or can you help if you just want to help?
You can help, but definitely by going to MiniTakesTheStates.com and donating. And also, I encourage you to come out and say hi to me when I'm on the route. I'll be doing a daily vlog for them, and it'll be a whole bunch of fun. I'm expecting to help them try and raise that 2 million meals Feeding America. The hashtag, by the way, is Drive for More. If you want to help me raise some money to feed some 12 million hungry kids, go ahead and go to MiniTakesTheStates.com.
Well, if you're going to drive through Boston, I'll take a ride with you. Nick Miles, website ourautoexpert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.